to interrupt for a moment. This is my homage to Jane Mansfield and my confusion over what the title was, Blonde Bombshell. Love is boring and passé. All that old baggage, all the bloody bric-a-brac of it, the bad, the gothic, the retrograde, obscurantist hum and drum of it needs to be swept away. So, night after night, we sit in the dark of the Roxy Theater beside Grandma with her shanks tied up in the tourniquets of rolled stockings and open ourselves like earth to rain to the blue fire of the movie screen where love surrenders suddenly to gangsters and to their cuties. There in the narrow, moat-filled finger of light is a blonde, so blinding. She is a blizzard, a huge spook, and lights up like the sun, the audience in its galoshes. She bulges like a deuce coupe. When we see her, we say goodbye to Kansas. She is everything. Spare, cool, and clean. She is that gas station on a dark night, and the cold, dependable light of rage is coming in on schedule like a bus.